Team Trump to Jim Acosta, here's your examples of mail-in voter fraud. By Charlie Spiring on April 9, 2020. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign on Wednesday responded to CNN reporter Jim Acosta, who demanded evidence of the president's claims of voter fraud. "You've been talking about voter fraud since the beginning of this administration, and where's the evidence of it?" Acosta asked during the White House press briefing, insisting that all the experts say voter fraud is rare. Trump replied, "I think there's a lot of evidence, but we'll provide you with some, okay?" The president's re-election campaign responded quickly to Acosta's request, noting there were 9 people charged in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas with vote harvesting and mail ballots, a political operative in New York stealing and submitting absentee ballots, and a resident in Pennsylvania receiving 7 separate ballots in the mail. The campaign also shared a Heritage Foundation document of over 1,000 proven cases of vote fraud. Democrats and the mainstream media always scoff at claims of voter fraud, but then completely ignore evidence from across the country, Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale said in a statement. The obvious reason is that Democrats are just fine with the possibility of voter fraud. And many in the media just see the world their way. The Trump campaign also quoted an election expert in the New York Times who said although election fraud was rare, the most common type of such fraud in the United States involves absentee ballots through the mail. President Trump cited ongoing legal action from Judicial Watch forcing states to clear millions of ineligible voter registrations within 90 days as proof of voter fraud. The White House also shared details of 2005 commission led by President Jimmy Carter and George W. Bush's Secretary of State James A. Baker III that concluded mail-in ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud. Outside those in the establishment media who are more interested in attacking the president than the facts, there's a clear consensus that universal mail-in voting would be vulnerable to fraud, a White House source told Breitbart News in a statement.